Hi, Rivera.
Yes.
Hi, this is Liz. I'll be helping you with your Depo Provera injury claim. Thank you for calling in. Okay. So just so you know, this call is being recorded for quality assurance and security purposes, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And does this claim pertain to you or someone else?
For me.
And have you ever retained a lawyer or filed a Depo Provera injury claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your first name, R-I-V-E-R-A, last name Gamble. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your date of birth?
12-22-80.
Thank you. So just before we get started, I do need to tell you that over the past 6 to 12 months, there have been thousands of false claims being made by people who are being misinformed about lawsuits. So they're being told via text messages, emails, and phone calls that they can file a false claim and are even being coached on answers to give. So we just need you to understand that anyone participating in that scam will be prosecuted. So after that being said, I just need to ask you, were you in any way coached to try to qualify for a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So did you use Depo Provera, the brand name, not generic, injectable contraceptive for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you use Depo Provera between 1992 and 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after the use of Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you be able to tell me the date that you were diagnosed with that?
March the 10th, 2023.
Okay. Thank you. So this question is a little bit tough because they would like for you to describe in detail the injuries or complications you suffered and your course of treatment. So do you think you could start with the symptoms that you had to begin with?
I had several headaches, vision problem, mood change. I had like flooding of my cycle. It'll come on, it'll stop, it'll overflood. It'll stop for a certain amount of time, then it'll come back and stuff like that.
All right, thank you.
And then sometime when it come on, I would have to use, I normally use like one pad, and sometime when it come on, I have to use like three or four pads at one time.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll make a note of that, too. Okay. So when you went to the doctor with these symptoms, can you tell me what kind of testing they made you undergo?
I did a blood test, a CAT scan, and a biopsy.
Okay. And then after you were diagnosed, can you tell me what they did as far as treatments for you?
What do you mean?
So after they diagnosed you, did they do any surgeries or chemotherapy? What was the treatment plan they gave you?
I had a craniotomy surgery.
Okay, craniotomy. Okay. All right, thank you. And did you have to have any radiation or chemotherapy as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so was it chemo or radiation?
Radiation.
Okay. Thank you. Would you be able to tell me the name of the doctor that treated you?
What was his name? Dr. Kelly Baldwin.
Baldwin, okay.
You need me to spell it?
Yes, please.
B-A-L-W-I-N.
B-A-L-W-I-N, okay. Thank you. And he's in Memphis?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Where is he located?
In Columbus.
In Columbus. Okay. Okay. And you said his first name was, I'm sorry, I just got the K.
Kelly.
Sorry?
Kelly.
Kelly, okay. Kelly Baldwin, all right. Dr. Kelly Baldwin. And would you be able to tell me the name of the hospital where you were treated?
Yes, ma'am. Maury Regional Medical Center.
Okay, thank you. And when is the best time for the law firm to contact you?
At any time.
Anytime. All right, thank you.
Are you the same person that sent me a text?
Yes. Right, and anytime. And may I have your email address?
Jamecia83.rg. @gmail.com.
Okay. So Junicia, is that Junicia 83?
No, ma'am. Jamecia.
Okay. 83. .rg@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Jamecia 83. And is your current address the 4593 Hudgens Road, Apartment 3 in Memphis, 38116?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. All you right. Said how? Let me make sure I spell that right, because I'll be having. I got some mail right here. Because I've been spelling it wrong, and they've been sending my mail to the wrong address. 4593 Hodgins, H-U-D-G-I-N-S.
Okay, yes. All right, great. Thank
you. Apartment 3, you got that on there?
Yes, apartment 3.
If you don't put apartment 3, then I won't get my mail.
Right, understood. Okay. All right. Okay, so that is all the questions that I have for you. So the next step is I just need to send your file over to the law firm intake team. I do need to give you a call back to transfer you over to them. So they'll have a few questions for you, and then they'll be in charge of your case. So would you be available to do that, like, within the next 5 minutes or so?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, I do have one more question. Would you be able to tell me the name and location of the clinic or medical provider who prescribed and or administered your Depo-Provera shot? Wow, I forgot.
1224 Truro Avenue, Columbus, Tennessee, 38401.
Look that up real quick. And that was Trovo, T-R-O-V-O Avenue?
I said Trowood.
Oh.
I'm country.
Yep, I have it right here, I think. And that was just at the medical, the Maury Regional Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So like I said, I'm just going to finish filling out this form. I'll give you a call back probably, like I said, within the next 5 minutes from 321 area code. Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you shortly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.